Hello, and welcome to the Habitcast. This is episode 8 of Habitat's new show, where we highlight our partners, our homeowners, and our stakeholders that help us move our mission forward. I am your co-host, Morgan Burketti, and I'm here with Mike Sutton, our president and CEO, and my other co-host. How are you, Mike?
I am doing good, Morgan. How are you doing?
I'm great. Good. Excited for today's episode, episode 8.
I know. We're going to talk to a couple of our Habitat employees.
So excited.
Who are ironically also Habitat homeowners. So I'm pretty excited. You know, Brittany Keene and Danielle Hodges and Jose Jimenez, who we know as Lupe, have all been on our staff for, anywhere from a year to, 4 years. But they've all been in their home for more than 4 years now. So I'm excited to kind of get some updates and also just let folks know, like, who are Habitat homeowners, right?
Yeah, I think that will help break those misconceptions that we hear all the time about people don't think that they interact with homeowners every day, and they do. They're CNAs, they're your bank teller, they're your favorite restaurant manager, they work in the resort, and they work for Habitat. So it's pretty cool when you have a homeowner really coming full circle to help support the mission in a different way. As you know, we always say our homeowners are our best spokespeople. So I think having them tell their story is pretty cool.
You know what's really, I was just thinking about the three folks we're going to talk to today. Mm-hmm. So Danielle is brand new to Habitat staff. She's been with us for less than a year. But the other two, Lupe and Brittany, have both been promoted since they've been employed with us. So, I mean, again, it's pretty cool to see kind of that growth with them. So yeah. I'm excited for folks to meet them.
Me too. Yeah. So you can see that impact that stable and affordable housing really makes, and to hear it straight from them would be pretty cool.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
So Habitat in the news, what's going on? What do we want to update people on?
Well, it's going to be a crazy month of March. We have, I think we have 9 home dedications scheduled, 9 closings, which, is no shortage of opportunities for families to become homeowners. But really over the next 4 months, we have quite a few. I think we're going to be closing on about 30 homes total. So another record year for Habitat underway, which also speaks to the need for affordable housing, but our community support that we continue to see. It's just a very, very busy time. We now have 3 Restore locations. So I think in our last episode, we talked about the Palm Harbor store reopening. Mm-hmm. So we have 3 locations, the Newport Richie, Palm Harbor, and Clearwater stores. So we really encourage people to check those out as they're looking for home goods or building supplies. Mm-hmm. So a lot of moving parts at Habitat, a lot of good stuff going on though. Despite the pandemic and the craziness that we're experiencing right now.
Affordable housing never sleeps. That's what we say here. And you can join us. Like Mike said, we have lots of dedications coming up. The Restores have great sales coming up as well. We're talking about a March Madness sale, so keep on the lookout for that. Get social with us. We're on every platform, basically. We're very active on social media. I would encourage you guys to like us on Facebook, subscribe, Instagram, Twitter, those things too, but all the dedications and any kind of events that we have coming up, including resource sales and things like that, will be on our Facebook page. So you can check in there and spread the word and, be a part of the mission.
You can also interact with Morgan and I.
I mean, that's the best part.
I love it. Well, I mean, but between our Habitat pages, and we have a number of staff that are very active on social media. Again, with kind of the singular focus of just getting out the good word of what Habitat is doing. So connect with us.
And there's a lot of that virtual networking going on. So definitely reach out. And if you have questions about Habitat or how you can get involved, reach out to either of us and we'd be happy to help you get involved.
Awesome. Well, let's, I know we're going to move on to the Restore and talk to Danielle and Brittany in our makeshift studio, right? So why don't we head out there now and introduce Brittany and Danielle to everyone on here today.
Let's do it.
Welcome to the Habitat Restore. We are here on location.
Yeah.
As we talk to a couple of our staff members who ironically are also Habitat homeowners. So we're here with Brittany King, who has been in her home for coming up on 4 years.
Yes.
And we are here with Danielle Hodges. Danielle, you've been in your home for 4 years.
Yes.
So you all were part of the same class?
Yes.
Okay, yep. So you came into the program at the same time?
Around the same time.
Yep.
And that must have been like a rock star, all-star group.
You it was. Right. You're right.
It was.
Accident.
That's awesome. So you all know we've been doing this podcast for a little bit, and we've been featuring a lot of our just supporters, people that...
Friends of Habitat.
Friends of Habitat. Mm-hmm. Very good morning. And so today what we thought we would do is kind of roll out a little bit behind the scenes mm-hmm. with Habitat and let folks know who we work with. And we thought there was no better place to start than with a couple of Habitat homeowners. Because you guys have bled the mission.
Yes.
Literally, because I know you probably put a hammer to a couple fingers while you were helping build your house. So, but now you're also an employee of Habitat.
Right.
So, we'll start with Danielle.
Okay.
So, what was it like going through the Habitat program? You know, like looking back over the last 4 years, as you kind of think back to what it was like going through the program, doing the hours, the sweat equity, raising kids, working full time,
all the juggling.
Yes.
What would that be like? Because I think a lot of people are scared to apply to the program because of the commitment that it would entail.
It is a very big commitment, but what I would tell anyone is don't be scared. It is so well worth it. So well worth it. All the hard work, the sweat equity hours, the time, the effort, the classes that I went through, it was definitely, it's all worth it in the end.
Yeah.
Yeah. To definitely have a home for my family right now and to be out of that mobile home that wasn't sufficient enough for us and, you know, just going through all that, yeah, it's worth it.
What's like the kind of the number one thing you remember from your experience through the program? Because it took you what, probably a year to get through?
It took us a little longer.
I did it? Okay.
And the reason why is our debt mm-hmm. to ratio or something like that. It was the
income ratio.
Yes. Yep. So we had to work on clearing up our credit, which I will say is still worth it.
Yeah.
It's so worth it. I am debt free.
Wow.
My,
except for your house.
Except for my house. But other than that, I mean, it's just a blessing to say that, though, you know? So going through that and having a partner, you guys actually teamed me up with an awesome lady who sat with us every month and helped us to get straight and clear.
That's the education component that typical home buyers don't have.
Right, right.
That's the added value that really helps you, like, long-term.
Yeah.
It's funny because we've had staff members who have gone through the financial education because it's so beneficial.
Yes.
And you don't realize, you know, going through that drive-through every morning to get a coffee at Starbucks or Dunkin' Donuts or what have you, you know, how much extra spending you have.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And how that extra couple hundred bucks a year can make a big difference.
Yes.
Right? So, yeah. Well, cool. Well, so 4 years... That's pretty awesome.
Yes.
Right? So what's it been like for your family and for your kids?
So my kids, the older ones, they definitely, you know, can tell the difference between living in from the old house to the new house. And they're just like, we have our own rooms and, you know, we don't have to bundle up and stay in one room because it's too cold, you know. Just things like, they get me all the time with this. Central air and AC.
Yeah.
They are so, you know, grateful for that.
Yeah.
You know, and so, yeah, that's like
and the younger thing. Ones won't know any different.
Mm-hmm. No.
Like
but
this stable,
yeah.
long-term home for them is everything that they know.
Yeah, and that's definitely what I want to give to them.
That's awesome.
It's a place where they can have a forever home and they're not moving around like the older ones were,
yeah.
you know.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right, well, we're going to talk about your experience working with Habitat in a bit, but let's talk to Brittany.
Miss Brittany King.
Yes.
So, Brittany, you were difficult. we joke all the time. Brittany was like the question
yes.
master, which was great.
Hey, that's how you learn.
Right.
Exactly. But, you know, you had a cool experience when we were building your house.
I did.
You got to work with
the folks at HSN.
Yes.
And we had Lady Antebellum come out and swing a hammer.
Right, she did. I remember that.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
So what was life like before Habitat for you, Jerry?
Life before Habitat was introduced to me by my friend, Jackie. Mm-hmm. She had knew someone that went through the program, and she was like, Brittany, you should do it. But she was like, all you have to do is volunteer on someone else's home, and then they'll build your home. So I was like, are you sure? Like, that's... So I
wish him.
Right. So I went to the website, and then I was like, wow, that is true. Like, I didn't believe it. Like, I was like, this is too good to be true. Why aren't other people doing it? Like, this is a good deal. So I did it. I did not make it the first round. So I was denied.
That's actually common.
Yeah, I was denied.
Did you get in the first time?
Didn't get in the first time. Okay. Yeah. Denied, but not discouraged. Yeah. So I tried again, and then I got accepted. After that, I was excited, but I didn't show it.
Yeah.
You know, kind of mellow. So I was like, wow, I got it. So, I did the program with a year exactly, and here I am.
Yeah. And what's really cool about where we built your house was there's a number of Habitat homes on the street.
Yes, four of us.
So you're surrounded by some Habitat neighbors and support.
Yes.
All four.
Yes.
Were single moms.
Yes.
When they went through the program.
Yeah.
Which again is a very common thing in our program.
Right.
But I would also say that all four of you are doing very well.
We are.
And so that's really cool to kind of see
that
happen. So for Jeremy, was he's just such a cool kid.
He is. I love Jeremy. That's my guy.
He's the best. When we do Zoom meetings and he jumps into the screen.
Yeah.
That's the best part of the meeting.
Yes.
So what was life like before Habitat for him? Does he remember
He does remember our old place. We shared a one bedroom. It was, you know, renovated. However, I just didn't like the neighborhood.
Yeah.
So he does remember when we drive by, like, yeah, that was our old house. However, he adores our home now.
Yeah.
Yeah. He loves it.
That's awesome.
I do too.
That's awesome. So Danielle, when how did you come to work at Habitat?
So during the pandemic, I had lost a job that I had, and I was just scrolling through Facebook, and there was a posting listed, and I was like, hey, that's my family.
There you go.
So I said, okay, let me just, you know, put in this application and see what's up. And, you know, to unbeknownst to me, everybody remembered me. Was like, yes, that's Daniel Hodges. So, yeah, that's how I got it.
That's cool. Well, you know, it's the pandemic's been hard for everybody.
Yes.
Right? We've seen a lot of folks lose jobs, lose income, and what's ironic, and Morgan, correct me if I'm wrong, we've hired 5 or 6 homeowners throughout the pandemic, right?
That's been a huge push for us because, like you said, that's your family.
Yeah.
So you're the first person that we want to reach out to and make sure you continue to be successful. I think that's what's so different about the Habitat program, that Habitat difference, if you will. Once you get into your home, you're not done with us.
Right.
Stuck with us. It's like family.
Yes.
So I think it's been pretty awesome that we've had a couple new people, especially in the resource, in the Palm Harbor resource as well, since that has reopened, which is awesome.
Yeah.
So we're in your office, right?
Yes.
Which is what I got my kicks on today.
Habitat
in the Restore. It's Habitat Casual Day, right? So tell us what you do here at Habitat.
So at the Habitat Restore, I've really worked the floor. We taken a lot of donations from the public, and we clean things up, put them out on the floor. We resell it back to the public, and with those donations that come in, we're actually able to build more Habitat homes. So, yeah, and I run the floor and the cash register, and wherever you need me to be, I usually am.
And I always hear rave reviews about Danielle. I see those Google reviews come in, and it's always, Danielle is awesome, Danielle is awesome.
Right,
so
yes.
People come back because of you. You have that personality, and we're lucky to have you.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
I heard a story the other day about how a gentleman came in for one item, and by the time he left, he had a cart full of stuff. Because you kept, and you're good at this. So when I come in the store, I make sure you're not around. Because I know I'll spend more money. But you're really good at helping them think about, like, oh, well, if they're going to buy X, Y, or Z, do they also need this, right?
Oh, of course. Yes, definitely.
Yeah, I just try to help people out. You know, it's just like, you know, if you come in and you say, I need a countertop, well, what are you going to put that countertop on? You need the bottom base. You need the cabinets. Okay, do you have flooring? Because we have flooring. I'll get you some flooring.
So if you don't want to come with a list, Danielle will help you.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and she'll help take your...
yes.
But so, you know, again, a lot of people that come into the Restore, they don't even know it's sometimes... attached to Habitat, mm-hmm. right? So they don't even know. They just think maybe, oh, well, this is just like a discount warehouse or something.
Yes.
They don't realize that 100% of the proceeds we make help to build more homes in our community.
They don't, but by the time they leave here, they do. Because I tell them. And I tell them my story and let them know, you know, every dollar that you spend here is being donated to Habitat to build another family a home. So, you know, if you didn't think that you needed anything and you just want to give a donation, fine by me.
Awesome.
Yes.
Well, and there's no better advocate than someone, again, who has kind of lived the program, benefited from the program, and you know that, you know, every item we sell in here, you know, is going to help another family.
Yes.
So you recently had the opportunity to present some keys to a family.
I did.
What was that like?
Amazing.
Yeah?
Amazing. It was definitely full circle, and I loved it, and yeah, it just touched me, you know? It's like, wow, I can't believe. It's like, I was there at that moment, you know, thinking about when I got my keys to my home, and now I'm doing it for someone else. So it just makes me feel good.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And Britt did too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was shy.
Well, you were.
You did.
Yeah. Next time, we will not make eye contact.
Oh,
just kidding. Just kidding. Yeah.
So Brittany, so your office is in St. Peter.
Yes.
Right? So
yes.
Habitat obviously has three office locations. We have our main office in Clearwater,
mm-hmm.
The office in South St. Petersburg.
Yes.
And then we have one up in Newport Richey. So what do you do out of the St. Pete office?
So out of the St. Pete office, I help recruit new homeowner candidates and volunteers, okay. along with Jack and Antoine.
Okay. Yes. So Brittany, tell us a little bit about how you got to come to work at Habitat.
I'm glad you asked. So I was in my home like a year, and something happened to my microwave, and I needed help. So I knew that you had a dedication, so I left All Children's to find Ken, my guy. When in doubt, find Ken. So
did you bring your microwave with you?
I did not. I did not.
Help me.
I did not.
I see you doing
I would do that. So he was there. I was like, Ken, I need help. And we talked about what I needed to do. And then he was like, Britt, you know what? Are you looking for a job? And I said, no. He was like, yes, you are. I was like, no, I'm not. And then he was just like, yeah, we got this pretty cool position open, volunteer coordinator. Mm-hmm. I think you should apply. I think you would be great. So I was like, And then he was like, Shanks, which is Jack.
Yep.
He called Jack over, and then Jack told me about the position, mm-hmm. and I dwelled on it for like 2 days.
Yeah.
Like, wow. I was already like thinking about, I do want something new anyway. So I applied, and I got it.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a good story. I tell everybody that story.
So the best part for you has to be, you have less than a half a mile commute to work.
Less than a half a mile. Yeah. I could walk if I need to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, obviously, it's funny because I was actually scrolling through Facebook earlier, and on my timeline mm-hmm. popped up that 3 years ago today,
mm-hmm.
we actually did the ribbon cutting on the new location.
Ah.
Which was very important for Habitat.
Yeah.
We find that South St. Petersburg, specifically in the Midtown, mm-hmm. Child Park communities, it's an underserved community.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So Habitat really wanted to make sure that we had a stake in the ground,
mm-hmm.
that we had a long-term commitment. And so we purchased the building. We're not just renting. It's not just a year-by-year lease type mm-hmm. thing. We actually bought a building and said, hey, we want to be a part of the change
right.
And growth and development in this community. And we want to find more folks like you
mm-hmm.
to help provide home ownership to. So
mm-hmm. yeah.
What's that like for you to work in the community in which you live?
I would say that everybody associates me with Habitat.
Gotcha.
I should say that. Like, so
you're a brand ambassador.
Yeah. So as long as I'm associated and they know where I live and then I work there, we get a lot of walk-ins.
Mm-hmm.
And which is fine. Like, yeah. It's a lot of people that come to our office that I know and that are applying to the program that I know. So it works.
Do you find
people are discouraged or you know, maybe have never had the opportunity to own their own home. So you find yourself trying to kind of help them see that Habitat could potentially be a good path.
Yes, I do. I do see that a lot. They're discouraged. They don't really know about Habitat. They're listening to the rumors, and they shouldn't do that.
There's a lot of misconceptions.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, they'll, you know, you never own the home.
Right.
You hear that a lot.
Yes, you do.
Habitat owns the house.
Right.
It's not true. Right.
It's not true.
You own your house.
Right.
You all make your payments.
Right. Yes.
You pay your taxes.
Yes.
Yeah. And Habitat just, you know, takes your monthly payment.
Right.
And then we build more homes with that.
Correct.
So, so that I find that that becomes one of the biggest misconceptions in the community, that you never owned the house.
Right.
And you know, you wouldn't qualify because you have a job. I mean,
right.
We actually qualify people based on their income,
right.
Their you know, long-term commitment to their job, and that kind of thing. So,
it's that misconception.
Yes.
Yeah.
Too good to be true.
Yes. Yes.
Well, it's congratulations true. To both of you that you're now 4 years in your new home.
Yes. Yes.
You only have like 26 years left on your mortgage.
Yeah, that's it.
Right around the corner.
Right. Yeah. We got this.
Well, I can tell you on behalf of Habitat, we're proud of both of you for not only going through the program and becoming homeowners, but being a part of our team here.
Yes.
We love having both of you here at Habitat. You guys are great ambassadors for the program, and just keep doing great work every day.
Thank you.
Because you're helping really advance our mission.
Yes. Thank you.
Appreciate that. Yes, definitely. And come to the Restore, just saying. Come to the Restore.
Well, hey, we just spent some time out in the Restore talking to Danielle and to Brittany. And so now we've relocated into the office so that we can talk to Lupe, Jose Jimenez.
Yes, Jose Jimenez.
There you go. But we call you Lupe around here.
That's it.
That's it.
You can call me that.
So, Lupe, we are... Morgan and I decided we're going to spend a little bit of time just visiting with some of our staff. We find it very important to let the community know a little bit about who works at Habitat. Mm-hmm. And no better way to start off than with some of our Habitat homeowners who also work here.
Ooh, that's right.
So
that's good.
How long have you been in your house now?
I've been in my house for, that was in 2013, September 2013. So what do we say, 8 years?
8 years.
Close to six and a half
years.
Wow.
No, it's been amazing.
That's pretty awesome. What was life like before Habitat?
It was a lot of struggle.
Yeah.
It was a lot of struggle, that's for sure. You know, it was a very small place. We lived in a very small mobile home.
Okay.
So pretty much it was, you know, when it was a wind, it was like a lot of movement. And stuff.
Really?
Yeah,
unsafe. Feeling like you were going to fly away.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Very small. The bathrooms, very small. If you don't close the door, you were not able to use it. So, I mean, it was way too small, but it was a struggle. And I had three kids at that time, so it was no room.
And they were all little at that time.
They were all little. The oldest one, actually, his room was in the living room. He used to say to us, "Hey, everybody, get out of my room. So it was a lot. And I mean, the kitchen, it was like way too small. One, two cabinets, that's it. That was the kitchen.
Mm.
So,
wow.
My wife cooks a lot, you know.
Yeah. So, well, and you like to eat a lot.
Like that's late, right.
Right?
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Well, so then you guys moved into your house in 2013.
Yes.
How did you find Habitat?
It was actually a friend of mine that it used to work in that place, in one of the companies that I used to be a shipping and receiving supervisor. So I was his supervisor. So he mentioned it to me. He was actually begging to me, you know, you need to go to this place. You need to go. So he actually begged me for like a year. So I just didn't listen to him until he came to me and said, "Listen, you know, tomorrow Saturday they doing they putting the trusses up. So why don't you come in? So that way you get motivated." I said to my wife, "What do you think?" So let's go. So we were there, and I see how they were doing. I believe it was one of the USF, I believe it was there,
okay.
All those guys and helping. So I got so motivated, so I applied.
Yeah.
Then I find out it was like two or three people from the same company that already had a house. From
Wow.
So I was like, man, I'm going to be number four. Wow. So, yeah, that's how I find out.
Really? It was cool. Us USF, we give
that's
back.
That's right. Look at you, man.
So, we're out there with you, swinging
that's
the hammer.
Right, man. You guys always do. You guys always do.
So, I don't know if you know this, Morgan, but at Lupe's dedication, he sang God Bless America.
Oh my gosh.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we'll have to end this segment with a little tune from Lupe.
You know, but they cut off the other video, after
they were like,
before they started throwing tomatoes to me.
No tomatoes today, don't worry.
No tomatoes, all right, that's good.
So 8 years in your house. A few years ago, you came to work at Habitat.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's been almost, I would say almost 3 years.
3 years?
Yeah, I didn't think I was going to be able to be here.
Yeah.
I didn't think I was going to be part of it. I knew I was going to come back because I always wanted to come back and volunteer and help up and stuff like that, because Habitat was so great since the beginning to me. I mean, everybody. You weren't here, but, good people who was here too. So, I mean, we've been blessed like that.
And you started as a part-time employee.
I started as a part-time employee.
You were not working on the weekends with us and stuff.
Right, because I was afraid that I wasn't going to make it.
Gotcha.
So, but then after a few weeks and stuff like that, after a couple months, I believe, being a part-time job, I seen that it was way better than what I thought. Okay. And especially the leaders, Rickville, Gabby, Ken, you guys. I mean, everybody was like,
don't
so
like
great.
She just said their names.
You got
nice plug.
Nice plug. I know. They were so patient with me. They taught me so much. Yeah. So you guys made it so easy for me to learn and be able to become who what I have done. I mean, like,
that's awesome.
Who am I?
Yeah.
Well, that's so cool to come from. You get to see both sides, being a homeowner and then also working for Habitat. You know Habitat better than anyone else.
Yeah.
Both places. You know, sometimes when they actually complain about something or whatever, or they struggle. The homeowner candidates, they struggle having their hours and
juggling everything,
working and stuff like that. So I always mention it to them. Listen, you're almost there. Please don't give up. You know, because I've been there.
Yeah.
I feel it. So you're gonna make it.
Did you and your wife while you were working? Because I mean, it takes a year to get through the program. Usually. About. Sometimes it takes longer. We were talking to Danielle, and she took a little bit longer than a year.
Mm-hmm.
Were there times where you were like, you and your wife were like, let's just give up. We're fine where we are.
not really. <No? laughs> Well, we never thought we were going to make it actually, because
really?
Because you're coming from a different country, and having a home is like the biggest dream.
Yeah.
After having kids is the biggest dream. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we didn't think it was going to happen. But fortunately, we were still in the program, and we were almost at the end of it, and we just could not believe it still.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was a huge news that we find out that we were going to be homeowners.
But it's a true American dream.
Yeah,
it's a true American dream.
Yeah, and we never wanted to look back.
Mm-hmm. Right.
There were certain things that happened, but I was like always.
Moving forward.
Always.
That's awesome.
Moving forward, yeah.
Well, we're proud of you. That's a huge accomplishment to come here from another country, and establish roots here, be successful. You guys are kind of a living testament to, kind of the melting pot that the United States is supposed to be about. So,
right. And the most important thing, the most important thing that it used to be like I never seen any difference when I was in the program. When we were in the program, I never seen no people from Habitat looking at us like something different. No, they always help us out. They always treat us so nice.
Mm-hmm.
Now that I'm able to experience working with Habitat, it's the same thing. Everybody sees you the same way, nicely and everything. Because being from a different country, in some places you get a lot of discrimination and stuff like that. They see you different, or even my English, is like, oh my goodness, but you guys always, Habitat has been like so to the top.
Well, we talk a lot about how at Habitat we have this ability to break down barriers, break down walls, right? And we do that by carrying out the mission on a daily basis.
Yes.
So whether it's discrimination, you know, there's a lot of racial unrest right now, and we feel like the work that we do speaks for itself. And so there's nothing better than being able to take a group of people, regardless of their backgrounds, put them next to each other and put a house together, right? There's times that you're out on the work site and you're working alongside somebody who has a complete different background and a completely different perspective on life than you may.
Yep.
But yet you're working together to, you know, put a window in or to hang a door, right? So it's pretty amazing that Habitat has the ability to do that.
Right. And this it's very simple. I mean, it's very easy. It's just to have patience. At the beginning, I was a person that was never patient, but
Habitat taught you patience.
Actually, yes, the volunteers at Habitat, you know, they actually taught me how to be patient and stuff like that, and it just worked out so good.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a pleasure working with any language. You know, we have to deal with a lot of people from different countries, and it's been always great. So you learn from different cultures, and just to be able to communicate in English and in Spanish, you know, they ask you questions, and you're like, oh, he's asking me in Spanish. Hey, I speak Spanish. Can I talk to you? So, but things like that, it helps out. But at the end, everybody works together and gets things done. Like you won't believe, you know. So it's amazing.
So you recently got a promotion.
Yes.
Which we're proud.
So proud.
Which I don't understand how. No, I
love that. What's that been like? Because that's been a little bit different, right? Every day you were reporting out to the work site, you were helping to build a house. Right. Now you're overseeing staff.
Mm-hmm.
You're driving around town. I see you in and out of your offices.
Yeah.
So, you know, what's that been like for you?
It's been a challenge. It was a challenge in the beginning. I mean, I had this the opportunity to be a supervisor or managers in some of the places. It's way different. You know, it's way different because, like I said, you know, they see you different when you're from another country. But this one is not. I mean, they see you like way so, like I said, yeah, I mean, in a better way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so how can I say this? It's something I never thought it was going to happen.
Yeah.
But because I love it. Because I like it, because the impact that you give to people, or the people gives you that huge impact, that's what it makes you be better on it. So you enjoy it. So it makes it easy, you know, knowing that I have a position, then it makes it so easy to improve and improve and improve. But it hasn't been easy, but it hasn't been hard either. So you guys always been there, so that's what I always keep saying, that, you know, that you guys helped me to make it easy for it. But it's so good.
What's your favorite part of the job? Besides working with me.
Framing. Framing is one of my parts. Is one of my... Bigger.
You like that?
Yes.
Is it because of the tangible piece of it? Like, you start,
really
there's nothing there, and when you're done, there's... A structure.
Exactly. So it's like you got the concrete walls, and then from there you see it, you look at it, and then like, oh my goodness, I'm gonna make something good. Ooh.
He's getting all excited, passionate about it.
He might run out and go build.
You really get so excited, like you ate like 20 chocolates in the morning, you know. So all the walls, and then you see the walls getting up a little. Yeah. Oh my goodness, look at that.
It's real.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
So if you miss in the nail, you're like, you won't be able to sleep. So that's a part of it. Part of it of getting up every morning and not be like on some of the jobs that you get up in the morning. Oh my God! You sit down on the side of the bed and should I go? Should I call in? Should I lie? No. This one is like as soon as I hear the alarm, it's like, Lupe, let's go. You got to get some nails done in there. You know,
that's awesome.
That's awesome to hear.
It's framing. It's my part of it.
Awesome.
Everything else too.
Yeah.
But most of it with the volunteers.
Yeah.
Because they get to ask you so many things.
That's been hard this year without volunteering.
Yeah.
Goodness, you know? It's been so tough. I mean, like, way so much.
Yeah.
The first days, I was, like, almost about to cry. Where are my volunteers?
Oh,
yeah, it's tough.
You know, so it is tough. But hopefully we get them back
soon. Yeah,
but it's good. I mean, I have seen volunteers that never touched a circular saw.
Yeah.
Never, on their lives.
Yeah.
And before they go home... they become a professionals. Mm-hmm. And sometimes even they cut even better than I do.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, I'm not going to say anything. But it's always good. And they leave us smiling and being so thankful.
Mm-hmm.
That's why, that was an impact, you know?
Yes.
That's what it keeps you going. That's the main thing.
Well, thank you for the impact that you are making. Yeah. And thank you for being a part of the Habitat team. We love having you here.
Oh, man.
You you make everyone smile when you walk through the office when you're singing. And we're just thankful to have you here. So.
No, thank you so much.
Thanks for taking some time.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for having me here. And anytime, you guys.
Awesome. You know. Thanks, Lupe.
Thanks, Lupe. Thank
and we're back. I love hearing their stories and the impact that their decision to come into the Habitat family as employees after being a homeowner, it's coming full circle and it's so awesome.
Yeah. They have an amazing opportunity to kind of grow a career here. I love the fact that Danielle was able to get a job with Habitat after I don't love the fact that she lost her previous job due to the pandemic, but the fact that we were able to employ her and she's definitely got a bright future at Habitat. Brittany and Lupe are awesome folks. And they're just three of our employees, right? So we have, I'm extremely proud of our 65 employees. I think we have seven that are Habitat homeowners and folks will hear from a number of other folks over the course of the next couple weeks. But, very proud of Lupe and Danielle and Brittany for the work they do on a regular basis as an advocate for Habitat, but also just carrying out their job responsibilities. They really are a true testament to the hard work and dedication our staff puts in every day.
Absolutely. And I think being able to highlight them and having them be our special guests on the show, you know, our viewers now know who they are. They know that story. Some people, Brittany has talked about how a lot of her network has become homeowners or they're getting into the program, but our resource shoppers, you see Danielle, she's going to help you out and she's going to explain to you how you're impacting the mission and helping families just like her kind of make that change in their lives, which is pretty awesome.
Awesome. Well, this has been fun. I've really enjoyed kind of highlighting a couple of our staff members today.
Yeah.
So. Definitely tune in to our upcoming podcasts because I know we're going to be having a couple other staff members that we highlight over the course of the next few weeks. But thank you all so much for tuning in today and being a part of our Habitcast. Thank you for your continued support of the Habitat mission.
Absolutely. And you can continue to stay involved, check out our website, follow us on social media, and you can also follow up on previous episodes. We're on Spotify, as well as check out RadioSaintPete.com. They're a broadcast partner, so you can hear all these episodes there as well. Basically, anywhere you wanna hear about Habitat, we'll be there. If you have any questions, like we said earlier, reach out to Mike and I. We love talking to our supporters and volunteers and Habitat homeowners and people who are interested in getting involved. So feel free to reach out, and we'll see you next episode.
See you next time.